Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
You should know the name Cannon Hinnant, C-A-N-N-O-N-H-I-N-N-A-N-T. The fact that you probably don't is utterly outrageous, and it's not your fault. It's the fault of mainstream media, and this is, you know, I come on this show, and I rail against mainstream media for their bias, for their selection of stories, for what they choose to amplify and what they choose to suppress, for their unambiguous bias against conservatism, against Republicans, and against President Trump. But this particular story, this is the most outrageous suppression I have seen in my entire life. This should be one of the biggest stories on mainstream media. It's being reported outside of the United States. Okay, this, if you really want to understand how evil, it is evil. It is pure evil that CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, and Washington Post have not even mentioned this story once. Search their websites. Look for his name. You will find nothing. You'll find it on The Independent in the UK. They recognize, wow, this is a big story. This is horrible. This needs to be reported on because it's news. But no, not our mainstream media. Not, I am a bit outraged, if you couldn't tell. Cannon Hinton is a 5-year-old boy. He was. He was out riding his bike. His bike went into one of his neighbor's lawns. That neighbor came out, put a gun to Cannon Hinnant's head, and shot him dead for riding his bike. A 5-year-old boy. I mean, how is that not news? How is that being suppressed? Why won't they say his name? Why? I mean, this is... I apologize. I don't usually get this worked up. And I should be used to it by now, but man, this story... As a parent, this story is utterly infuriating. Not just the story itself, but the fact that the quote-unquote arbiters of truth at CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, and Washington Post, the paragons of progressive mainstream media, have chosen intentionally, willfully, and unambiguously to not report this story. Why? Why aren't they reporting it? Well, let me tell you what they would have reported. And not only would they have reported it, but it would have been the biggest story. It would have been their top headline. It would have led off every single show on CNN and MSNBC. That story that they would have reported is if a white man walked up to a black 5-year-old and shot him in the head. They would have reported that. It would have been everywhere. You would know that child's name. You would know the murderer's face. And there would be protests across the nation. Except that's not what happened. Cannon Hinton, the 5-year-old victim, was white. And the man whose name I won't say, not because I don't think his name should be out there, but because I want to keep this particular podcast PG rated for now. I haven't gone explicit yet, and I don't plan on ever going explicit, but if there was ever a story that could make me curse, make me spew vitriol, vile all over something, some topic, it would be the discussion of this man. And I don't care. This isn't a race issue. I don't care that he was a black man who killed a 5-year-old white child. If it was the other way around, if it was any mix of any man, woman, any adult, or any person responsible, of responsible age at least, who kills any 5-year-old child for riding their bike on a lawn, they should be punished. They will be punished. I'm fairly certain. I don't know the will of God necessarily on things such as this. And it's not mine to pass judgment, but let's just say he's lucky that it's not. Because I think that my desired repercussions for this inexcusable. I mean, there's nothing. This doesn't, anyway. But my anger really isn't just towards him. That's already plenty. It's my anger is about mainstream media who haven't covered it. They have not covered it. It's been 3 days. They have not touched the story. Fox News, at least they covered it. Okay, they haven't given it nearly the attention that it deserves. But at least they mentioned it. They covered it. Fine. But the others? ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, BuzzFeed, wherever it is that you get your news, if you are a progressive, and chances are if you're progressive, you're not listening to this show, but if you are, you don't know the name Cannon Hinton because they won't say it, because he goes against the narrative. His death must be buried along with his 5-year-old body, because right now the narrative is about inciting race wars. That's what they want. And anything that points to anyone other than a white man, okay? If a white man commits a crime, it's going to get reported. If anyone else, any other race, any other sex, any other supposed gender, sexual preference, whatever, when they commit such a heinous crime, their story is suppressed. Cannon Hinton is not getting attention specifically because he was a white boy shot and killed, murdered in cold blood by a black man. And that goes against their narrative. Their agenda is to incite racial hatred. But it's not just racial hatred in every direction. No, they want all of the racial hatred to be directed towards white men. That's what the narrative is. That's what Black Lives Matter is all about. That's what Antifa is all about. You might say, but Antifa is made up of a lot of black men. No, they don't consider themselves. I'm sorry, Antifa is made up of a lot of white men. But they don't consider themselves to be white men. They don't. They are all comrades. And in the light of the neo-Marxist ideology, they actually consider themselves to be black. That's why you see in the most violent Black Lives Matter riots that are happening in places like Portland, Seattle, Chicago, oftentimes the rioters are white men and women. The narrative that mainstream media is pushing, it gets a speed bump. It gets sort of distracted against because of stories like that of the hideous murder of Canon Hinnant. And they cannot allow that. They will not report it. They refuse to report it. And that, more than anything else, more than just the hatred towards President Trump, more than the adoration that they're now giving to Kamala Harris, more than all of the biased propaganda, all of the race-baiting vitriol, the victimization aspect of mainstream media, all of that combined should make you mad, and yet not even as mad as this should. They are exposed. They have been exposed, but apparently not enough, because there's still a person out there listening to them, watching them, reading their stories, listening to their news reports. I am not one who suggests any form of censorship whatsoever when it comes to the media. The First Amendment is very clear. The press is free. They can report or not report what they want. They can report it however they want, as long as they don't break laws with outright lies. But this is not just, this isn't a lie. This is nothing that we can stop, not through legal means. They are protected. They do not have to report on Canon Hinnant. And if they choose not to, which they apparently have, then that right is protected as well. It is not up to government. It's not up to the laws. It is up to the people to say no. And this should outrage. I don't care. You know, if you're not a conservative, this should still outrage you. If you're not white, I'm not white. Okay, I'm a legal immigrant minority. And this outrages me. And it should outrage you. You should be so angry by this. You should be furious. You should be faxing, emailing, calling, whatever, tweeting at CNN, MSNBC, all of these progressive rags, and saying, hey guys, what the hell are you doing? Why are you not reporting this? This is a humongous story. This is the murder in cold blood of a 5-year-old child. How dare you ignore it? How dare you suppress this? They are not just misguided. They are not just pawns. They are evil. Only a news organization that is truly, at their core, evil, only they could run cover and suppress a story that manifests evil, that's not appropriate for their narrative, that doesn't match their agenda. It takes an unambiguous hatred for this nation, for this world, for them to say, we're not going to run this story. We see it. We recognize that this is tragic, that this is definitely newsworthy. We know that, but we're in the middle of an election. We're trying to push race wars. We have our own agenda that comes first. The truth does not matter to mainstream media. They must be stopped. This, if you have progressive friends, leftist relatives, coworkers, share this with them. Share the show, share the story, share any story you can, if you can find some, regarding Canon Hinnant. Because if you do, if you can show them just how radically biased and agenda-driven our mainstream media industrial complex is, then perhaps they might start searching for other venues. Perhaps they will recognize that by listening to CNN, by watching MSNBC, by reading New York Times, by reading Washington Post, that they are supporting evil. They are literally supporting evil. They are granting their acknowledgement, and they're saying, it's okay that you don't care that Canon Hinnant was murdered. We accept you anyway as our news agency. If they can say that to themselves, then they are evil as well. And maybe it's okay for them to hear me calling them evil. And again, I need to be very clear. Let's say it was reversed. Let's say it was an Hispanic girl murdered by a white woman, okay, or whatever. If that story didn't get told, if that story was suppressed for whatever reason, by mainstream media, I would be just as outraged. This isn't about race, at least not for me. This is about a 5-year-old child murdered by an adult. That's newsworthy. And if you don't think that it is, then perhaps you, too, are evil. I guess we're all evil to some extent. No man is good. But hopefully some of us recognize when something as heinous as this happens, that people need to know about it. Lord willing, I will be back for another episode, and hopefully I'll have some good news. I won't be as riled up by the evil of this world, by mainstream media. But in the meantime, stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.